This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, we finally connected your mornings to your afternoon. You know, with like an Midday Show, that is what we all do, man. Make sure that you stay connected to your afternoon. But right now, we did promise you, Gucci, we will have an interview with OK Malum Cool Cats, and we do have them. Yes, man, we do have him on the line right now. He's just going to give us a brief about his music, man. Okay, Malu Cool Cats, how's it?
Sanibona njani?
Ah, usiphila kakhulu mfethu, how's it going?
Ah, no, akufani. Ngicela unginyusa kancane, yenza ngikuzwa kahle hle mina.
Okay, let me try. Uzwa kanjani, man?
Much better, a little bit better, yes.
Yes, so we just got to jump straight into it, man. Firstly, thank you very much for honoring this interview. And now I want you to tell us, who is OK Malum Cool Cats and how did you get into music?
So OK Malum Cool Cats, Smith Ozwane, ngizalele ka Mlazi. Grew up Mlazi, between Mlazi, Bonela, Chesterville, Lamonti. And then ngaba nenhlahla thola scholarship eVega.
Wow.
Because bengithanda vele ukudweba yabo nokudansa.
Mm.
Bengidansa ngidweba esikoleni, so ngathola scholarship. Mangithola scholarship, I think abantu music ukuthi ngize ngenze music, I think abantu engangihleli nabo ecollege abangenza abangifaka leyo confidence, osanele xolo.
Mm.
And a whole lot of other people that we met at college.
Wow, that is amazing, man. So, and OK Malum Cool Cats, that is a very unique name. I want us to talk about that. How did it come about?
So, igama lakhona influence Cool Cats from Ukhozi FM. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to.
I know, it's okay.
Yeah, I think Yamaz now, Cool Cats, they had a show in Twana, used to call in and sing their favorite songs, Klampe. Akamsela abangani bakhe, akhonzele nabangani bakhe, yabo. I felt like that show ibinsomvu ngoba bifaka iconfidence eningi ey'ntwaneni. So I feel like no music kwami nesipani sami vele kule industry is to do the same. Where influence and inspire you, yabo.
Wow. Yes, yeah. That is amazing. So, maybe some people might not know, but in your early days, you began with a Dirty Paraffin duo before this. So, how do you think you've evolved from back then?
I think Dirty Paraffin was doing way more abrasive techno electro stuff.
Mm.
And it was very much new age kwaito. And basically, I wasn't even trying to look for like external influence in sense of Dirty Paraffin. I would just do what I thought, yeah, but whereas now, I think the more ungeni came in, the more you start playing by the rules. I think now I played very safe. As much as I'm still on the fringe, but I feel like I'm very safe compared to OK Malum Cool Cats. I think OK Malum Cool Cats, Dirty Paraffin, I'm Fanisa Touchline.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Cooper right now. The guys that are just doing what they want.
Yes.
Literally.
Wow. That is amazing, man. So, growing up, you grew up in Umlazi. How was it like, the atmosphere, and how did that shape you as an artist today?
Yeah, growing up in Umlazi for us, because I'm born in 83, so obviously I saw a little bit like, it was like uJesu uyabuya noMandela uyabuya. So it was two guys ababuyayo. The whole struggle is about that. Then we saw a little bit of the, you know, that little bit of the violence after 94. And then I also at the same time I'm last. So I think like around 96 already. Emma Wallo, like almost every weekend, is still Wallo doing something. Shampe Umis, Noma. Shampe, it's a dance competition. There was always something going on. Magnet dance, your chuka corner, your dance. So, lifestyle was like, I think, the upbringing was very much a little bit of the, we saw a little bit of the struggle, and then there was a lot of party time vibe. Because obviously, the so we papa last le apartheid, yeah,
Yes.
Yes,
but that is amazing. So I want us to know now about your fashion side, because you are also a fashion icon. You have Ispova Gang. So can you tell us more about that and how did it come about?
So Ispova Gang, obviously Ispova is slang for sneaker this side, yabo. So I must feel goalie. Go up basically forefront your sneaker culture, Ali.
Yes.
Basically, Sisugela, a college, very thing, and in the streetwear. So must feel Ali, bebing about Ninga, but there will be streetwear like on a global scale. So, so we started pushing like maybe designs for our brands, consulting for brands. Then we ended up Sikta Shaka Nike. Masukashaka Nike, we ended up being the energy marketing team for Nike Sportswear in South Africa before the Rugby World Cup in 2010. So that way we were able to bridge community ngoba sile intwana lezi isifane Nike. So all the guys we grew up seeing on TV, now we the guys that's giving them Nike shoes. So it was very easy for us to create relationships and build our brand, Ngale, because of that. And then from like as we were working at Nike, I fell in love with like making music, because I grew up dancing, but it just afforded me more time to look at what I can do musically. Then I started doing that.
Wow. Oh, that is amazing, man. So you do fashion and you also do music. Does it go hand in hand in your career? And how do you make sure that you keep the balance between those two?
Yeah, no, in 2025, I think what it's like from the combo to what you say to what are you eating, your lifestyle, you don't get your connect, because of the internet. I think people are more in your business now, and also you have to walk the walk. You know what I mean? So Muthi, and obviously everyone in their raps, like, so Muthi Ntwempu in your rap, kumele kubonakale. Namakhombo kumele a correspond.
Yeah, combi communicates.
You communicate that.
Yes, definitely, man. So, now, any advice for maybe abantu abasha? Maybe let's take a kid from Umlazi who wants to venture into music or into fashion. Any advice that you would give them?
Kanjani.
Any advice that you would give them how to chase their dream? A kid from Umlazi who wants to make it in the fashion world or who wants to make it in the music world?
Then I would say whatever you try to push right now, you gotta have like a strategy sa online to push kanjani, and it can be one app. Noma ngabe two yawina ka TikTok, but kumele nalawa amanye ama apps ube khona.
Wow. Yes, amazing, man. So anything that is happening soon, maybe music, EP, album.
So I'm trying to keep a Ikadi Powder EP. It's out right now. The trailer EP album Take Win. Which is basically just featuring a whole bunch of artists from this side.
Amazing, man. So just to close off, so where can people get you on social media and how can they book you?
I'm planning to check on Okay Malum Cool Cat on Instagram across the board. I think on TikTok it's Okay Malum Cool Cat. I was on TikTok me all that. It's like TikTok. Facebook, I haven't been there in a while, but it's Okay Malum Cool Cat the corner. If you really wanna book me, hit me up by email, dirtyparaffin@gmail.com.
Wow, that is amazing, man. And thank you very much for joining us live on MET Radio.
Thank you, MET.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is the MET Radio podcast.